By the way, Matthew, you have done a wonderful job on the registration side. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much. I'm pleased to have worked on it, and it was also helped by Robert and Brady. They were very helpful.
Yeah. So I'm glad. I initially thought nobody is going to work on it, but I'm so happy you guys jumped on it and you did that. That's very good. That's a useful one. And hopefully MU2 will be done in another week or two. Don't know. I think there's only one item remaining, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Yeah. I hope that gets through for, I guess, January, right? Is end of January or beginning of January, I think I read.
I don't know the details, but all I know is it's very close getting done based on Brady's mail this morning.
Yeah, very cool. Nice one.
It would be the beginning. It would be the beginning of next year, the way the meaningful use program works. But yeah, I want to echo what Senna was saying, Matthew. Great job. It's been great having a new strong developer come through. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Given the last 4 years or 5 years of my involvement, this is the best productive open EMR thing I have seen the last 6 months.
Yeah.
It's very good. Very good. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's been great working with you.
You're welcome. I especially like how you've kind of positioned us to look forward and, you know, making things more enticing for other developers to kind of step in and work on things in more of a modern approach. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get some more developers, and I don't want to detract too much from the meeting, but there's this modernization project wherein we want to kind of clean up and modernize some of the PHP code, and you know, we have about 3 or 4 people that are interested in working on it now, but I think we're going to have a little bit of that recruitment function. So I think moving forward, we're going to have to really maybe start planning for that and reaching out to, you know, the open source community. So just something to keep in mind for that particular project.
I agree with that. I agree with that,
Mm-hmm. It's great. You know, I really like the attitude that you bring, Matthew, and it fits in with Brady. I think you guys work really well together. And you know, we got Scott, who's done a bunch. Obviously, Robert's been here for a while, and everything Senna and his team have contributed. Now, Shamim and ZH are going to get us over the MU2 hurdle. So then we'll see what happens. I mean, everything's kind of up in the air in Washington, D.C., so we don't know where the regulatory, you know, framework is really headed for the meaningful use side of things, but we'll keep working on it, you know?
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think it's a good start to the 2017. And just to add to the list of the stuff that's been really positive, the tabs, I have been following that tabs project. And oh man, it looks better than the system looks better than Cerner. You know, I mean, it makes it look like, you know, old guard, the older systems, you know, compared to this new, I know it hasn't been released yet, but compared to this new tab system, it's slick, very slick.
Yeah,
so a lot of people working on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the side you came from. You have some health IT background, obviously.
Yeah, I work in healthcare as a software engineer, and found the project just through some word of mouth and you know, jumped on it. And one of the things I really find interesting is it just the vast amount of users, right? I mean, it's one thing to have an open source project and have developers and people that care about the brand, but it's another thing to have an active, healthy user base. You know, that's really important. And it might not be that of Epic, right? But it certainly, you know, it certainly counts for those that have different economic, you know, needs and constraints. I think it's just really interesting, you know, a project really. And I also think this is cool too. I've been listening to these board meetings, and I think it's very smart. It's also, you know, nice that it's separate from the open source project, so folks don't feel like there's this tightly coupled you know, financial interest or, you know, other interests that might not be known. It's very separate, but it helps guide the roadmap of the open source projects. Very, very smart. It's much different if Google, you know, runs a project. It's obviously like, you know, very, very Google centric and branded, and you kind of know that they're the benevolent overlord, you know, so to speak. So it's kind of an interesting approach, but yeah, I see it as a really mature, approach.
Yeah, good point. We're trying to convince the IRS that I think some of that's come out in some of the past meeting minutes that you've probably listened to, is that we had our 501c3 status revoked. So we've been going through that legal process to try to get reinstated, and we're anticipating another letter. I'll get to that. I mean, it looks like there's not going to be a meeting tonight, unless something happens. We're not going to have an official meeting, so I will refrain from, you know, saying any more than that. But we're awaiting another update from the IRS here still. So it's been quite a process.
The snail mail process, I assume.
Pretty much, you know. I mean, they're nice people, but it's just the current way of handling 501c3s right now on the IRS side, that anything, I guess, with open source in the name that's mentioned, they kind of set aside for a special review. So we got kind of ensnared in that. And, you know, Brady's been great. You know, a lot has to be said about Brady, and I was hoping to say something on the record tonight in the meeting. You know, he's not here, so I wouldn't make him blush. But, you know, he's just done a fantastic job, I think. We owe so much to his effort. So he's helping with all that, you know, like he's got a hand in every pot here. So, and it's all just pro bono from him, you know. He's just he's a busy MD, which I just find amazing. But anyways, yeah, I don't get the sense that we're going to have anybody else join us here tonight, so.
Well, I mean, as far as, I mean, that sounds like that's part of your update, and, you know, I'll just quickly go over mine, just very quickly, just project registration, or excuse me, product registration project has been basically at the 99% mark for the last couple of days. All that needs to happen is Brady and I have to migrate some legitimate emails that have been registered with the system onto the production system. And then that can be moved to close for the next release. So that is that's my update there. There was concerns, just very quickly, there's concerns about users and being forced to register. It's entirely optional. And if you opt out, you know, you'll never be bothered again. And yeah, that's the fact. It's totally optional, and it's not ever going to be in your face. It's only on the login page for you know, as a modal dialogue. And if you hit the X or hit cancel, rather, it will not bug you again. So very low, you know, irritation kind of, you know, from like, you know, alert fatigue or something, you know, none of that. So. Yeah, that's really all there is to say from the product registration project. So
that's good news. That was really kind of quick work, really. I mean, I know it'd been being set up for a little while, but you guys got that out to, you know, production level here, quality, pretty quickly, in about a month time, it seems like, when this was kind of just in like a draft state about a month ago, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a MVP. Yeah. I think it's an MVP, you know, the minimal viable product. I think there's some certain features that are lacking. For example, you can't use HTML to make the emails that are sent to users. You can only use plain text. But I think that will be improved over time. But yeah, that's as far as my update. I mean, I'm happy to just go around. I know there's no formal quorum, but I think, you know, if there's anything relevant just for the folks that might be listening to the recording later, And obviously the folks are on the phone now. I think it might be useful. So that's just my update. And, you know, feel free to someone else to jump on.
Well, I don't think we have any takers, so I think we should probably just wrap this up. Unfortunately, it's going to be a, you know, no quorum and no official business, but